This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Let's welcome Deb Perelman, who's an American food blogger. Deb, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Now, you are the author of the Smitten Kitchen Cookbook, and actually, originally, Deb had a blog. It started back in 2006. It now has millions of regular readers every month. And if you're fed up with all those designer chefs or cooks and their fabulous kitchens with all those enormous shiny surfaces, then Deb is the woman for you, because your kitchen in New York is an authentic New York kitchen, so it's small, isn't it, Deb?
It's pretty tiny.
Yeah.
I think most kitchens in New York City are
right.
Very small, so you just make do.
You make do, and you make do fabulously by the look of it. You're going to make the perfect apple cake for us. Tell us a bit about the cake, first of all, before we get on to your career.
So this apple cake is, I call it in the book and on my website, my mom's apple cake, but it's really no more my mom's than anybody else's. That's just simply where I got the recipe. And, of course, I'm the one doing the talking right now. So what I love about this apple cake, though, is that it is a little bit of cake and a real ton of apples. So it's a lot of apples and a little bit of cake. And when you bake it all together, usually in a ring mold, it makes a tremendous amount of cake. It keeps extremely well. It's very good. It's good on the first day. It's amazing on the second day. Even better on the third. I've never had it last till 4 days, but I understand it could be very good on the fourth day.
Yeah, I can imagine that it probably wouldn't last in my house either. If you'd like to make Deb's perfect apple cake, then of course the recipe is on the Woman's Hour website, bbc.co.uk/radio4/Woman's Hour, and it is lovely because I've had quite a sizable chunk already, and I'm going to have more.
I hope so.
I want to talk a little bit about the Smitten Kitchen. That comes
sure.
from your other blog, which was about when you were young and single in New York, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I started I started smittenkitchen.com in 2006, and prior to that I had another weblog, but it was more of a creative writing exercise. Back in 2003 when I started it, you didn't really need to have a focus or a new media strategy or anything like that. You could just write, and so I would write about life in New York and dating. That was my plan, but I actually met my husband 2 weeks later. So
how did that happen?
He actually read the site.
You see that? Now that's a 21st century. Well, actually, it was the late 20th century. I'm not sure.
But we actually met in a bar. I mean,
oh,
technically,
did you?
We actually met, you know, in a bar. But anyway, so that was the start. And then I've always had a strong interest in cooking, and I really started Smitten Kitchen as a place to exercise this hobby.
Yeah, and you do exercise it. I know. You are, by your own admission, somewhat obsessive about food, aren't you?
I'm obsessive about the fact that I feel like when you can Google a recipe, you could Google an apple cake and you could have a zillion results. I mean, millions and millions of results. But how do you know what's going to be worth your time? How do you know what's going to be good? I feel like there's a lot of information out there, but you don't really know what's worthwhile. And I think most of us are making a cake at, 11 p.m. the night before somebody's birthday.
Yeah.
And we just want to know that it's going to work. So the obsessiveness more comes from, I want this recipe to work exactly the way it worked for me. And I want you to be able to, even if you have no experience in the kitchen and you're not a professional, to be able to read this recipe and follow it to the letter, beginning to end, and for your cake to look exactly like mine.
And now you're not going to have these American cups that you refer to, because we don't understand cups, so I get very confused. These are British measurements you've got here.
These are British measurements. Actually, both the US and the UK edition have weights in them, because I actually like to use weights at home too, because I find them very easy. But of course, the American one also has the the cuffs in them too. So they have both. And this one, and so it should be very easy for you to use no matter where you live.
And it's like, you can use the Bramley cooking apple, can't you? That's the one you're using.
Absolutely.
When you're here.
Yeah. And, you're gonna peel a bunch of apples, a lot of apples, and you're going to, I was peeling and then we're going to chop them up in little bits. We're going to toss them with some cinnamon sugar. And we're going to, a lot of cinnamon sugar. I mean, let's just be honest here. Then we are going to mix a whole bunch of wet ingredients. We have eggs, and we're going to need one more.
And how many eggs have you got in there?
We're going to put 4 eggs in. Like I said, it's a large cake, which is nice because I think hopefully once you have it, you'll want to share it and make more. And then we have quite a... just don't worry about how much sugar is in there. Just put it in and
She's lumping it in quite literally at the moment.
She's telling me. We're going to put a little bit of orange juice and a little bit of vanilla and quite a bit of oil. What's actually nice is if you are dairy-free, the cake actually just uses oil instead of butter.
No milk or anything.
Yeah, there's no milk or anything in it. The moisture entirely comes from the apples. So you mix up your wet ingredients. And then you have some flour and some baking powder and salt, the usuals. And if you'd like, you can add some chopped walnuts to it. I don't usually, but that's the traditional recipe.
I'm a bit walnut resistant, so I probably won't go out there. But it is absolutely delicious cake. Very, very briefly, how do you get from blogger to book?
How do you get from... I've had this site for many years, and it's really built up a strong readership. I feel very lucky that so many people come back every week. And I think the site was big enough that it drew attention. You started hearing from editors and agents.
They pursued you.
And sometimes my readers would nag me to write a book, and I was like, oh, why would I do that? You know, because I love doing the website.
Well, to be clear, there are different recipes in the book, aren't they?
Yes, that was the other thing, is I really wanted the book to be a value for people who read the site. You know, for all these years, I felt like it would have been kind of rude to just sell you recipes that you were getting for free. So I made sure the book is 85% new material and about 15% stuff that was sort of greatest hits on the site. Such as this cake.
All right. Well, it's lovely to meet you, Deb. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
The recipe's on the website, and it's a perfect apple cake, or her mum's apple cake. But her mum apparently can't take the credit for it. I'm sure she'd like to. Deb, thank you very much.
Thanks again.
You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.